It's just a question to one of the members of the free conference committee. This is a complicated bill, and does it have support of the Division of Insurance as to the health of the retirement systems after this is in adopted? Are these technical amendments, and do they have any financial impact that's negative on those funds?
They have financial impact, but they are supported. Are you ready for the question? Senator Ray?
Through the chair to the minority leader on page 3, line 12.
That is the director of the Alaska court system, and unlike a judge that is vested in 5 years, he must serve 10 to be able to get any retirement.
Through the president.
They've been beat on pretty heavy.
Yeah, I know. I'm so feared. Senator Kurtulo.
Through the president to the senior senator and former finance chairman and many other things, that I really appreciate you cleaning that up.
Are you ready for the question?
Senator, I have to rise in response to Senator Ray's comment to note that they have never had a director who has served 10 years. So.
What a man that they've never had a director.
Bit willing.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the free conference committee substitute in Senate Bill 26 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
Senator Ferguson.
Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
And so the free conference committee substitute on Senate Bill 26 has been adopted. Senator Kurtulo.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 26 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Free conference committee report June 5. Mr. President, the free conference committee considering CSHB 416 on unpasteurized milk and CSHB 416 amended Senate recommends free conference committee substitute for House Bill number 416 and act relating to the regulation of milk sold in the state be adopted. Signed, Senate members Senator Meehan, Chairman, Senators Bradley and Petula, Representative Carney, Chairman, Representatives Moss and Halford.
Mr. President.
Senator Kalata.
Mr. President, I move the free conference committee substitute for House Bill 416 be approved.
Question.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate adopt?
What did they do?
Senator Kurtulo.
They left 21 days for inspection. They went back to 60 days for brucellosis.
Thank you.
The question is, shall the Senate adopt free conference committee substitute for House Bill 416? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 2 nays.
And so the Senate has adopted free conference committee substitute for House Bill 416. Is there an effective date clause?
No.
Would the Senate be at ease a moment? I've never seen a session that he wasn't trying to put a bill together in the last hour.
Let's call him.
Will the Senate please come to order? Madam Secretary, what do we have before?
Free Conference Committee report June 5, Mr. President. The Free Conference Committee considering House Bill 585 and second SES HB 585 MS recommends that Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 585, an act relating to municipalities, amending AS 29 to provide for the incorporation of home rule boroughs, increasing the limit of the rate of sales tax which may be levied by municipalities, and amending requirements relating to adjustments of the rate for sales tax be adopted. Signed, Senators Ray, Chairman, Senators Strzelewski and Bennett, Representative Parker, Chairman, Representatives Miller and Branson.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill 585.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill 585? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas, one nay.
And so the Senate has adopted Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill 585.
Free Conference Committee Report, June 4, Mr. President. The Free Conference Committee considering CSHB 830 Finance Amended Alcohol and Drug Abuse and CSHB 830 Finance Amended Senate recommends. Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 830, an act relating to alcohol and drug abuse, changing the responsibilities of the Office of Alcoholism and amending the Alcoholism Grant and Aid Program be adopted. Signed, Senators Coletta, Chairman, Senators Bradley and Hackney, Representative Munson, Chairman, Representatives Meekins and Byrne.
Senator Bennett. There are no objections, so ordered.
Free Conference Committee Report, June 4, Mr. President. The Free Conference Committee considering CSHB 192, Finance Amended, Tax Resources of Municipalities, and SCS, CSHB 192, Finance Amended Senate recommends. Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 192, an act relating to programs of state aid to municipalities and other recipients, providing for equalization of the tax resources of municipalities, continuing a portion of the program of state aid for municipal purposes, providing for minimum payments, and directing state agencies to examine and recommend changes in programs of state assistance, amending the program of fisheries tax refunds to municipalities and providing for an effective date be adopted. Signed, Senator Strzelewski, Chairman, Senators Ray and Curtula. Senator Curtula signed, no recommendation. Signed, Senators Representatives Gardner, Chairman, Representatives Anderson and Montgomery.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill 192.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill 192? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 14 yeas, one nay, five absent.
And so the Senate has adopted Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill 192. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill 192 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Not an adding, Senator. House, you know, they're still talking about tomorrow. Senate, please come back to order. Where are we on now, Madam Secretary?
Free Conference Committee Report, June 5, Mr. President. The Free Conference Committee considering CSSS SB 239 amended and CSSS SB 239 Finance Amended House Alcoholic Beverages recommends. Free Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 239, an act continuing the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board and revising the laws relating to the regulation of alcoholic beverages and providing for an effective date be adopted with the specific changes, page 50, line 3 through page 53, line 1, delete.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt the Free Conference Committee report on Free Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 239, thus adopting the Free Conference Committee Substitute for Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 239, incorporating the changes as noted by the Free Conference Committee. Mr. President, I would suggest that Senator Ray explain those, since they are not in printed form but are deletions from the report.
Senator Ray, you have the floor.
Mr. President, the changes would eliminate the substance of House Bill 454 as amended that was put in by the House conferees, and after consideration with the legal staff, et cetera, they asked that it be removed, and we agreed to it. And so that all that does is just take out that one section that they put in, or the one bill that would be House Bill 454. And I would ask the body's acceptance and ask their support in adopting the free conference support, report.
Question.
Are you, Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, we had another free conference committee that dealt with bootlegging. I'm just wondering how that committee is going and whether any provisions were taken care of in this bill that would help out. I'd ask the free conference committee to send it back to the
Senator Hackney, you wish the floor?
Yes, Mr. President, we've been trying to get a meeting with the other side, and they've either been in caucus or we've been in session. However, the possibility is still open for any kind of activity on 365.
Mr. President. Now, Senator Ziegler.
I think maybe Senator Ray can correct me on this, but if I'm not mistaken, the bill before us, 239, has the tough bootlegging prohibitions are substantially similar to those that you were worried about, Senator Ferguson.
That's correct.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 239? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
And so the Senate has adopted Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 239. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 239 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
There are no objection. The effective date clause is adopted.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate recess to a call of the chair approximately 1/2 hour.
This is, we'll have to move fast if there's any trouble to bot. Senate, please come to order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, may we revert to introduction of guests, please?
Hear no objection. The Senate reverts to introduction of guests.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a lady that's known to all of us, at least her newspaper is, Mrs. Kay Fanning of the Anchorage Daily News.
Mr. President.
Senator Bradley.
Since we're on the introduction of guests, I'd like to introduce our Dr. Prevo and Pat Stephan from Anchorage.
Senator Roby.
Mr. President, also an introduction of guests with Ms. Fanning is from the Anchorage News is Stan Abbott.
Shall we move on to reports to the special committee?
Free Conference Committee report, June 5, Mr. President. The Free Conference Committee considering CSHB 624 amended. Royalty on Natural Resources of the State and SCSCS HB 624, Alaska Royalty Oil and Gas, recommends Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill Number 624, an act relating to royalty on natural resources of the state, the membership and duties of the Alaska Royalty Oil and Gas Development Advisory Board, and the qualifications of members of the Alaska Pipeline Commission providing for an effective date be adopted. Signed, Senators Sumner, Chairman, Senators Dankworth and Meehlin. Representative Miles, Chairman. Representative Chatterton. Representative McKinnon signed. No recommendation.
Senator Clutter.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 624.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 624? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, one nay.
And so the Senate has adopted Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 624. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 624 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Do all of these read?
Can I just keep right on rolling?
Free Conference Committee Report, June 4. Mr. President, the Free Conference Committee considering SB 577 amended, Alaska Public Utilities, and HCS SB 577 Finance Amended House recommends Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 577, an act relating to regulatory commissions relating to municipally owned utilities, continuing the existence of the Alaska Public Utilities Commission, and amending the statutes relating to its responsibilities, amending the qualifications of the members of the Alaska Pipeline Commission, providing for an effective date be adopted. Signed, Senators Bradley, Chairman, Senators Sturzewski and Kelly, Representative Munson, Chairman, Representative McKinnon, and Bettesworth.
Senator Clutter.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt the Free Conference Committee report on Senate Bill 577, thus adopting the Free Conference Committee report but incorporating the changes as noted by the Free Conference Committee. Mr. President, the changes are, members wish to check, is an amendment in the title where the title would read, an act continuing the existence of the Alaska Public Utilities Commission and amending the statutes relating to its responsibilities. Mr. President, the other change occurs on page 6 at line 28 and continues through page 7 to line 9. It removes the entire section that deals with qualifications of commissioners.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 577? The members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
Okay. The roll shows 16 yeas, 4 absent.
And so the Senate has adopted Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 577.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 577 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Free Conference Committee report, June 5, Mr. President. The Free Conference Committee, considering Senate Bill No. 374 amended and HCS SB 374 amended House operating expenses of state government, recommend Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 374, an act establishing a reserve for operating expenses of state government for use only in a specified emergency and providing for an effective date be adopted. Signed, Senator Ferguson, Chairman, Senator Hackney, Senator Curtula signed, no recommendation. Senator Smith, Chairman, Representative Smith, Chairman, Representative Miller, Representative Chatterton signed, do not pass.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, at ease, please.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 374.
You ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 374? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her name? Or vote, pardon me. Secretary will take the vote. You'd like to, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll do it again.
Do you want that voided and over again, Senator Homer?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Mr. President, can we have a break at ease, please?
Oh. Back. Go ahead, sir. I'm just looking at that clock and it's spinning. The question is, shall the free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 374 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 5 nays.
And so the Senate has adopted free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 374. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call vote on the adoption of free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 374 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Free conference committee report, June 5, Mr. President. The Free Conference Committee considering Senate Bill Number 375, Supplemental Appropriation, Department of Public Safety, Division of Fish and Wildlife, and HCS SB 375, recommends Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 375, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Revenue for the Reserve for Emergency Operating Expenses account, providing for the transfer of portions of that appropriation and providing for an effective date be adopted. Signed, Senators Ferguson, Chairman, Senators Curtula and Hackney, Representative Smith, Chairman, Representative Miller, Representative Chatterton signed, do not pass.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 375.
The question is, shall the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 375? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so the Senate has adopted Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 375. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call vote on the adoption of Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 375 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Free Conference Committee report June 4. Mr. President, the Free Conference Committee considering CSSS HB 836 amended State Fish and Game Resources and Senate Committee substitute CSSS HB 836 recommends that Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill Number 836, an act relating to hunting and guiding, creating the guide board, terminating the guide licensing and control board, relating to use of state fish and game resources by non-residents and non-resident aliens, and providing for an effective date be adopted. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, Senator Bennett, Senator Dankworth did not sign. Representative Horvath, Chairman, Representative Fuller, Representative Barnes did not sign.
Mr. President.
Senator Rohde.
Brief explanation of order here. I brought the Free Conference Committee report before this body to allow the body to decide on the issue. There was not an attractive alternative involved. The added to the original language from the House was additional language that would allow the guide board to continue its existence. There is some language in the guide board provisions that do cause some problems, that raise some legal problems. One of the guide areas in Northwest Alaska was wiped out. That is, people had exclusive use to that area were terminated. It will raise special legislation problems legally, and will also raise the due process problems in this bill. The alternative is, of course, to allow the board to go out of existence. The Attorney General cited the problems and said, of course, there would be significant problems if the resource were allowed to be unregulated for that period of time. But I do believe in bringing these matters to the floor, allowing the body to vote on this question. Senator Dankworth refrained from signing that. I signed it to bring it to the floor and leave it to the body's judgment. I think most members are familiar with this question. It's been something that's been before us for a good portion of the year.
Mr. President.
Senator Sturgill is here.
To the chair, to Senator Rohde. Does this terminate or does it go into sunset with 1 year to, quote, wind up its affairs? What's the status of that?
In talking with a number of people, there seems to be some question as to whether the guide board will be wiped out immediately if we do not reinstate it. It appears that some functions will continue for a year, and however, I'm not sure that all of them will, and the Attorney General's office did mention some resource management concerns, but they refrained from saying that it would be absolutely wiped out. So I expect the truth is somewhere in between.
Ready for the question? Has it been moved?
No, it hasn't.
Senator Collado.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt free conference committee substitute for House Bill 836.
Okay, ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate adopt free conference committee substitute for House Bill 836? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 10 yeas, 10 nays.
And so the Senate has failed to adopt free conference committee substitute for House Bill 836.
Free conference committee report June 4, Mr. President. The Free Conference Committee considering committee substitute for House Bill number 830, Finance Amended, Alcohol and Drug Abuse, and committee substitute for House Bill number 830, Finance Amended, Senate, recommends Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill number 830, an act relating to alcohol and drug abuse, changing the responsibilities of the Office of Alcoholism and amending the Alcoholism Grant and Aid Program be adopted. Signed, Senators Coletta, Chairman, Senators Bradley and Hackney. Representative Munson, Chairman, Representative Meekins, and Byrne.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt free conference committee substitute for House Bill 830. Mr. President, brief explanation. The measure is the way the Senate originally approved it, with the exception of changing the word administrator and replacing that with the word office.
Senator Ray.
Through the chair to the Free Conference Committee Chairman, is the cleanup Fourth Avenue amendment still in here? Provision?
Mr. President, I don't know which one he's referring to. If he's referring to the section that Senator Ferguson's amendment made reference to, that entire section has been removed. We left the law as it currently is. And then the separation of the Alcoholism Board and the Drug Board, which was a Senate amendment, still prevails. And the only change the Free Conference Committee made then was changing administrator, that word, to office.
You ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 830? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
Roll shows 14 yeas.
14 yeas, 6 nays.
And so the Senate has adopted Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 830.
Those are the special committee reports I have at the moment.
I'm trying to understand these ones.
Daily calendar.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 687, an act establishing the Alaska Energy Center, amending the Science and Technology Act, and adding fiscal provisions relating to appropriations for the work of the Alaska Energy Center and providing for an effective date, has an amendment number 1 moved and pending by Senator Sackett.
Could you read what the long amendment?
Starts with page 4 through line 10 through 16, delete existing material, which is a qualification of board members. And then on page 7, lines 17 and 18, insert the following, principal office. Would you like me to read that, Senator Sackett? Page 4, line 10 through 16, delete, insert, sex 45890070, qualification of board members, A, at least four of the board members appointed under AS 45A1 shall be residents of the state, B, at least three of the board members appointed under AS 45 shall have professional recognition based on experience and achievement in their profession and in society, in energy, technology, or development, business formation and management, or development, marketing, resources, or products. Then on page 7, between lines 17 and 18, insert, sec 4589155, principal office. The principal office of the center shall be located in Fairbanks. The board shall authorize the establishment of other offices of the center in other areas of the state as appropriate to its activities.
You've moved the amendment?
It is moved.
Ask unanimous consent. Hearing no objection, amendment number 1 is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and committee substitute for House Bill 687 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 687, amended Senate, an act establishing the Alaska Energy Center, amending the Science and Technology Act, and adding fiscal provisions relating to appropriations for the work of the Alaska Energy Center and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Question. The question
Mr.
is...
President.
Senator Sumner. Senator, please come back, daughter. My plan is to drive through the whole budget, and when this bill hits the House, they'll send the signed copy.
Okay.
The energy bill is on right now. The one with your amendment.
Yeah. It's done that quite a few times, but usually I haven't hit the next one before I see it that it's floating up, you know.
Finance committee. We can do it if we can roll the thing through. They'll find everything.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm trying to rush the end, wouldn't you know it?
The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 687, amended by the Senate, pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
Mr. President, I'll change my vote.
The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 5 nay.
And so committee substitute for House Bill 687, amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate. Senator Homer?
Mr. President.
We'll have to take it up at this time.
May I complete the action on the bill first, please?
Roll call and effective date. No.
Yes.
I mean, effective date.
I thought it was...
Pardon?
Can I announce the roll call?
Roll shows 15 yeas, 5 nays.
And so committee substitute for House Bill 687, amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 687, amended Senate, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Senator Homer.
My apologies.
It is. Do you object to being taken up? Then you wish to swap. So that's the end of your bill. So that will be.
But that doesn't necessarily mean. There's more house messages we probably don't care about. Both in the House Committee substitutes, so those are just messages from the House on House.
Oh, Senator Holman. Hearing no objection, so ordered.
87, amended Senate, an act establishing the Alaska Energy Center, amending the Science and Technology Act, and adding fiscal provisions relating to appropriations to the work of the Alaska Energy Center, and providing for an effective date on third reading and reconsideration.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 687, amended by the Senate, pass the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 13 yeas, 5 nays.
And so committee substitute for House Bill 687, amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move the effective date clause.
The question is, shall the effective date clause on House Bill 687 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. It will be adopted. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas.
And so, committee substitute for House Bill 687, amended by the effective date clause for 687, has been adopted.
Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 962, an act creating the Fisheries Business Tax Grant Fund, providing for grants to certain nonprofit corporations, and providing for an effective date, was put at the bottom of the calendar. I now have the amendment number one by finance, I believe, was to the original bill. I now have amendments number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Mr. President, who is the author of these amendments?
President, those aren't labeled. They're mine.
By Senator Holman, page 1, line 20, after the word may, insert the word not.
Senator Holman, you have the floor.
Mr. President, I move for the amendment.
Objection is noted.
Just so we can find out where we're at.
Page 1, line 20, the word may, after the word may, insert not.
962. In other words, it reverses. Page 20. By the finance. This is the finance committee. 962, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rules committee. I got the wrong sheet.
I got the wrong sheet, too.
Okay.
No, it's just Nancy. Not rules. Well, it's the only one.
Huh?
Okay. The Senate committee substitute was passed out separately. It was reproduced today.
All right, are you ready for the amendment?
Mr. President, could I have that amendment read again?
On page 1, line 20, after the word may, insert the word not.
This section, a nonprofit corporation described in B of this section may receive more than one grant. And this says may not receive more than one grant under this section.
I'll remove my objection.
The question is, shall amendment number one be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 3 nays.
So amendment number two is adopted.
Amendment number three, page 1, line 21 through 24. Delete the entire sentence beginning with the word however and ending with the word corporation.
Objection is noted. Senator Holman.
Mr. President, the amendment would remove the limitation on the amount any individual grant can fund. This This will allow a nonprofit corporation to apply for, and if eligible, receive the amount actually needed.
It's 962. It's 962.
Check. Senator Kelly.
Well, I will object because isn't there only $1 million in this fund, and wouldn't you spread it around a great deal more throughout the state by holding it to 15%?
Yes. Are you ready for the questions? Senator Sumner, you wish to follow?
Yes, we're on the east limit.
Please come back to order. The question is, shall amendment number 3 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 8 yeas, 9 nays.
And so, amendment number 3 has failed to pass the Senate.
Amendment number 4 by Senator Holman, page 2, line 10. Change the semicolon after the word processors to a period. Add the following new sentence. All board members must be Alaska residents.
Objection. You have the floor, sir. Are there any objections? Hearing one, amendment number 4 is adopted.
Amendment number 5, on page 2, line 24 through 26. On line 24, between words organized and for insert exclusively. On line 25, between words not and promote, insert the words exclusively. On line 25, place a period after the word origin and delete the remainder of line 25 and 26.
You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, these changes would allow a nonprofit corporation to promote seafood products by geographic origin or appropriate, so long as such promotion is not exclusive.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall amendment number 5 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 12 yeas, 7 nays.
And so amendment number 4 or amendment number 5 is adopted.
Amendment number 6, page 3, between lines 4 and 5, add the following new subsection D. Grants made under this act must be matched by equal contributions from a private source or sources.
Senator Holman?
Mr. President, I move for adoption amendment.
Objections noted.
Mr. President, this amendment requires nonprofit corporations to secure a private match.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall amendment number 6 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 4 nays.
And so amendment number 6 has been adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Holman? The 15% was not, but all the rest were.
Amendment number 3 failed, 8 to 9.
In light of the amendments that we've seen adopted here on this bill today, subsequent to the failure of 3, I suggest that 3 might now be more palatable. And I'd like to request that we rescind our action in failing to adopt amendment number 2.
Okay. objection? Oh, ask unanimous consent, and then we can maybe just let him bring it up and we can vote on the amendment itself. Hearing no objection, amendment number 3 is before us again.
Amendment number 3, page 1, line 21 through 24. Delete the entire sentence beginning with the word however and ending with the word corporation.
Are you ready for the question? Senator Homan.
The amendment would allow the remove the limitation from not any individual grant from the fund. There was some concern expressed when we considered the amendment originally that one organization might drain the fund. What the amendment number 6 does, I believe, is require a match equal to the amount of the grant. I think that that would stop one organization or 10 of them from using the fund. And I would therefore request the support for passing this amendment.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall amendment number 3 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 11 yeas, 7 nays.
So amendment number 3 is adopted.
There are no more amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 962, amended Senate, be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, and place for final passage.
Senate CS for House Bill 962, amended Senate, an act creating the Fisheries Business Tax Grant Fund, providing for grants to certain nonprofit corporations and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute the Committee Substitute for House Bill 962, amended by the Senate, pass the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 3 nays.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 962, amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 962, amended Senate, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
And no objection. The effective date clause is adopted. Senator, don't you want to reconsider this one before we, so we can send it down?
Yeah.
Mike?
Throw it away.
Excuse me, sir.
You wanted to see me?
Why is that place right there? I just threw it in the waste paper basket.
Well, it's so long now, we're going to lose it anyway.
Well, we lost it anyway, 10-10, so. Hmm? The big M1.
Let's go back to the session. Next bill.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill number 1002, an act making a special appropriation to the Fisheries Business Tax Grant Fund in the Department of Revenue and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Committee Substitute for House Bill 1002 be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, and place the final passage.
SCS House Bill 1002, an act making a special appropriation to the Fisheries Business Tax Grant Fund in the Department of Revenue and providing for an effective date.
Question.
The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 1002. Pass the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, one nay.
And so committee substitute for House Bill 1002 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 1002 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has passed. Senator Homer.
Mr. President, this bill is not reconsidered.
The reason it hasn't been, you can reconsider it if you wish. No, it hasn't been. Your notice of reconsideration is noted.
And I'd like your notice of reconsideration is substitute House Bill 962 amended.
No, it wasn't. Do you want to have it back?
No.
You don't get that. Okay.
Yes, you are.
I move that my reconsideration Senate committee substitute for House Bill 962 be brought up this time.
Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 962 amended Senate, an act creating the Fisheries Business Tax Grant Fund, providing for grants to certain nonprofit corporations, and providing for an effective date on reconsideration.
Question?
Senator, would you be at ease a minute? We have before us at this time Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 692, and I'm calling the Senate.
962.
What are you calling them, Senator?
I'm calling them lots of things. Sweet and lovable. Does anybody know where Senator Sackett is?
Okay, that's taken up, and that's where we are in reconsideration, right?
Yes, we need that. While we're waiting for the call to be satisfied, we can proceed with other business.
Mr.
Senator
President,
Clark.
We revert to messages from the other House.
Yes, Senator Homer. Yes, it was.
Message just from the House.
On the rest of the calendar. Oh, Madam Secretary, continue.
The House passed Senate Bill 294 amended, Susitna River Hydroelectric Project, with the following amendment: HCS SB 294 rules, an act relating to power projects of the Alaska Power Authority and the Susitna River Hydroelectric Project, providing for an effective date and transmitting for consideration. HCS SB 294.
Senator Clement.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments, namely House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 294.
Are you ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall the Senate concur? Senator Curtula, could you explain it?
President, there's an administration request. Tighten it up the way it's the same bill.
Mr. President, I don't see a copy of it.
We just received this message a few minutes ago.
We just received it, and
I want to. Then let me ask for it today, so I can take a look at it, because I'm interested.
Senator Beatties, daughter, are you ready for the question?
Ready.
Shall us The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments, namely House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 294? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas.
And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendments, namely House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 294. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call vote on the adoption of House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 294 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Our call is now satisfied. Oh, Senator Eads, yes.
The House passed committee substitute for Senate Bill number 42 relating to the termination of rental agreements of mobile home park dwellers and tenants with the following amendment. HCSSB 42 Jude, an act relating to rental agreements or leases of mobile home park dwellers or tenants and transmitting for consideration.
Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the House concur in the House amendments, namely House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 42.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments? Namely House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 42. Madam Secretary.
House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 42 Judiciary, an act relating to rental agreements or leases of mobile home park dwellers and tenants.
Ready for the question? Senator Ziegler.
Whether or not the bill meets with his approbation.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything in it about a capital site commission?
That's what I saw it last.
The question is, shall the Senate concur in House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 42? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas and one nay.
And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendments to Senate Bill 42.
I have no other messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'd like to bring up the reconsideration on House Bill 670.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 670, an act giving the Supreme Court authority over court facilities and providing for an effective date on third reading on reconsideration.
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 670 as amended by the Senate pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 12 yeas, 7 nays, 1 absent.
And so Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 670 amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move the effective date clause.
Hearing no, well, let's see, we have to do it. The question is, shall the effective date clause on House Bill 670 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
Senator Mulcahy.
Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
So the effective date clause has been adopted. Let's stand at ease. Senator, please come back, daughter.
Minute by minute.
I think we
within the last 45 minutes, you'll need that much time.
Yeah.
Have some.
June 5, Mr. President, the Free Conference Committee considering CSHB 230, Requirements of Petitions for Candidates for Public Office, and CSHB 230-MS recommends Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 230, Elections Enact relating to elections, establishing the required number of signatures for nominating petitions relating to initiative petitions, and amending the statutes relating to the Alaska Public Offices Commission relating to penalties for violations of AS 1513 and providing for an effective date be adopted. Signed, Senators Kelly, Chairman, Senators Hackney and Ziegler. Representative Miller's Chairman, Representatives Parr and Randolph.
Senator Klepp.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 230.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I won't take a great deal of the Senate's time with this. I think the Free Conference Committee report is a watering down of the Alaska Public Offices Commission, one that I could not recommend any of my colleagues. I won't go through the bill on section by section, but I'll give you one example. The statute of limitations is 1 year under this Free Conference Committee report. If the law has any teeth in it, there are rubber teeth, Mr. President, after looking at this bill. I think the public has the right to know how we conduct our campaigns and how we do things in elections. And conduct like this is only going to cause us to lose more esteem in the eyes of the public.
President, Senator Hackney was up first.
Yes, Mr. President, it sounds to me like a pretty good deal. We were going to put the thing down the tube instead we only watered it down a little bit.
What we watered it down with, Senator Kelly.
We moved the statute of limitations to 1 year instead of the present three in order to conform with the 1 year limitation in the new election code this year.
Mr. President, that is absolutely the poorest justification I've ever heard for a 1 year statute of limitations in my life.
May I see?
Mr. President.
Senator Sumner.
Senator Rohde is a bit more familiar with it than I am.
As I just had a chance to look at it, maybe he could give me some indication of how, or some recommendation as to whether he's supporting the bill or not supporting the bill.
Mr. President, in response to Senator Sumner, I would recommend that the Senate reject the Free Conference Committee report on House Bill 230.
Are you ready for the Senator Ziegler?
Anything that we can do to damage, destroy, or injure APOC is worthy of a vote.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, Senator Rohde must be a button for punishment because in the bill we cut down on the number of reports he's going to have to file this year. We cut down on the kinds of contributions he's going to have to report this year. The spaghetti feed. The $2 donation is not going to have to be reportable any longer. Serves absolutely no public purpose, and quite frankly, the public will have as much disclosure under this bill as it does under present statutes.
You ready for the question? The question is, shall Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 230 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 13 yeas, 5 nays.
So the Senate has adopted Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 230. Senator Klepp.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 230 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
There are no objection. The effective date clause is adopted.
There are only 13 votes, sir.
Oh, there were only 13 votes?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll have to call a roll call.
I move the effective date clause.
Question is, shall the effective date clause on House Bill 230 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
and so free conference committee substitute for House Bill 230 has been adopted.
Calendar.
What's next?
We'll go back to calendar.
We're back to the calendar, all right. What do we have in the calendar?
We have a call in the Senate on 962, but we could go to...
What else do we have?
969.
Let's go with 969.
Committee substitute for House Bill 969, Finance Amended Senate, an act relating to salmon fisheries enhancement and providing for an effective date, is in second reading, and I have no other amendments. Is in third reading, I guess.
It's in third.
Question.
969. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 969 amended by the Senate pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 2 nays, 2 absent.
And so committee substitute for House Bill 969 amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. Do you want to reconsider that?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call vote on passage of committee substitute for House Bill 969 amended Senate. We consider the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I give notice of reconsideration on my vote on House Bill 969 and request it be taken up at this time.
Hearing no objection.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 969, Finance Amended Senate, an act relating to salmon fisheries enhancement and providing for an effective date on reconsideration.
Question.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 969 amended by the Senate pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
And so committee substitute for House Bill 969 amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 969 amended Senate. Be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Could we find Senator Sackett? I think. No, we'll go ahead. Senator Hackney.
Senate Resolution Number 31 by the Health and Social Services Committee relating to the allocation of state money for the survey of state land in the Delta 2 Agricultural Development Project. Would you like a copy of this? Yeah, it's just a CR.
Senator Coletta.
No, concurrent resolutions don't need us a committee report.
We'll take it up as a special order of business. Okay, fire away. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and SCR 31 be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
It is an SR.
Objection is
it's
noted.
An SR, I'm sorry. SR 31 be taken up the special order of business.
Senate Resolution Number 31 relating to the allocation of state money for the survey of state land in the Delta 2 Agricultural Development Project.
Question.
Ready for the question? Let's see.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt SR 31.
I think we should have a roll call vote on it. The question has been called. Shall Senate Resolution 31 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will
Senator
take the vote.
Simpson.
It's not working.
The roll shows 18 yeas, one excused, one absent.
So Senate Resolution 31 has passed the Senate. Senator Clark.
Mr. President, I give notice of reconsideration of my vote on SR 31 and request it be taken up at this time.
Okay, no objection, so ordered.
Senate Resolution number 31, relating to the allocation of state money for the survey of state land in the Delta II Agricultural Development Project.
Question.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Resolution 31 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excused.
And so Senate Resolution 31 has passed the Senate.
President, we stand at ease.
Busted my.
Yeah, we just have to. Are we going to adopt it?
No, I lifted the call once. I know, we'll call them back in again when it's, they're trying to. All right, okay. Get a 10-minute recess and let's get us out for a cup of tea. Somebody make a motion. 10-minute recess.
Move 10-minute recess.
You have.
What are you doing?
Well,
is that right?
Yeah. That, well, I think that, home that's their, that's how they do bartering. And I need to talk to John, but I
had already committed to Fred Brown that I would change. I spent some time with him, so I'm a yes vote.
If you, okay, were you a no vote before?
Yeah.
So you could come over this
that's
way.
No well, barter, because we'll I'm not in a barter.
I don't care how you get it.
Yeah, I don't care how you get it, but I just don't want Seth Sturgeon's be straight in the vote, because I'm not.
No reason to
what? Yeah.
Okay, 962.
What are you
going to
take it up for?
Right now.
Well, you want to change something?
He's going to wait.
Yeah.
Well, wait until we get this other one out because I think any change might be fatal.
Okay, that's high priority?
No, I don't care whether it passes or not. It's just, but we're not going to wait for it. It's too late to change anything and have it survive, really.
If you don't take it up right away?
No, if you on 25 minutes, we're not going to spend 25 minutes on a crappy bill like that.
Like what?
Where did Mike go? All right. Now, are they sending it over? Oh, Betty, have somebody else run down and look for it. Don't leave yourself. Okay, Mike. Well, we had a bill on reconsideration.
962 amendments, that's where Coleman is. Is that the bill you want?
Yep. 962 amendments. Yeah, we're ready to go on. Senate, please come to order.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 962 amended Senate and Act creating the Fisheries Business Tax Grant Fund, providing for grants to certain nonprofit corporations, and providing for an effective date is on reconsideration in third reading.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we return to second reading for specific amendments.
Okay, no objection. We return to second reading. Are you going to make the motion, Senator Homer? I would say number them.
Mr. President, I would ask that we rescind our action in adopting amendments
2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 to this bill. Ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, we've rescinded our action in adoption. Do you wish to withdraw them?
I would so move.
Here are no objection. Amendments 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 have been withdrawn. Senator Collette.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 962 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 962, an act creating the Fisheries Business Tax Grant Fund and providing for grants to certain nonprofit corporations and providing for an effective date.
Question. Ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 962 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 962 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 962 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hear no objection. The effective date clause is adopted. Could we stand at ease a minute? Now I'm going to hold this because if we don't get the signatures on right, we'll go back and collect them. But other than that, anyway. The budget is all laid out here.
I don't know. I guess so.
So
he reconsidered it, but he didn't take
it. But it has to be
open
here. You have to take it up as a special order of business.
Okay. What I.
But the thing still is. Where? I need to see that folder before I'll sign this bill.
Trace.
Okay, well. No, that's the one I just passed. I just won't sign it. I can rescind my action in failing to get it adopted.
We passed the 962 again by removing all
the
amendments.
There. That doesn't mean they pass. That just means they get voted on. Not anymore. It's going. Right now it's going. I intend to adjourn at 7 o'clock. That's 20 minutes. Now, do I get those? Where's those folders? I want him standing right there. All right. You want to just roll those through, and I don't care whether they go up or down. 1002. Senate, please come back to order.
Could we have 1002?
There's no amendments on. Oh, Senate Committee Substitute. Well, then we need to send it down. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I bring up the reconsideration pertaining to the Senate bill pay?
House Bill
1002.
Not Senate Bill 1002.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 1002, an act making a special appropriation of the Fisheries Business Tax Grant Fund in the Department of Revenue and providing for an effective date in third reading on reconsideration.
Question.
Are you ready for the question? John, do you want to step out or step in? The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 1002 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one nay.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 1002 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 1002 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Oh, did you wish the floor, Senator Bradley?
Yes, Mr. President. I'd like to give notice my reconsideration of Reconference Committee Substitute for House Bill 230 and take it up this time, please.
It's already.
No, it isn't.
Huh? You don't reconsider a conference committee report, they're gone.
Yeah, that's right.
And they can't be amended anyway. You just have to kill them or accept them. They cannot be amended.
Mr. President, I move that we rescind our action on the free conference committee for substitute for House Bill 230, and then I'll make the request.
I'll hear you on your objection. Do you want to have an at ease and talk to us? Senate, please come back to order. You have, which do you want to take up first? Senator Ferguson, do you want to?
Yep.
Mr. President, I move that we rescind our action in failing to adopt the conference committee substitute for House Bill 836, which is the drive licensing order. The computer did not, from what I understand, pick up the books on the 10.5. And I'd like to national action to rescind our vote on that.
Yes, it is in possession. Hearing no objection, we rescind our action and failing to pass, and we now have the bill before us.
Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 836, an act relating to hunting and guiding, creating the guide board, terminating the guide licensing and control board, relating to the use of state fish and game resources by non-residents and non-resident aliens, and providing for an effective date.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall the Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 836 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 11 yeas, 9 nays.
And so the Senate has adopted Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 836.
Effective date, thank
you. Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
Move and ask you, is there an effective date clause?
Is there an effective
date? Yes.
Mr. President, I move and ask you, I'm sorry, I move the effective date clause.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the effective date clause on House Bill 836 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so the Free Conference Committee substitute on House Bill 836 has been adopted. Senator Sackett? Do we have some free conference? We can do the local service road.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Hey, Jalmer, you don't want to be gone from this, do you?
No.
Sackett's just trying to negotiate on that. One last note. Local service road.
Just didn't want to use my hands.
Madam Secretary?
Free.
What's the special committees?
Free Conference Committee report, June 5, Mr. President. The Free Conference Committee considering CSHB 782, local service roads, and CSHB 782 NS recommends Free Conference Committee substitute. Recommends that Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 782, an act relating to local service roads and trails, be adopted. Signed, Senators Curtula, Chairman, Senators Sturgiewski and Bennett, Senators Malone, Rogers, and Martin. It is
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent that the Free Conference. They've got just a series of amendments to the bill.
It's not in gross, but it's in legal form. We have the bill with the attached amendments that are the Free Conference Committee report. It's too late.
What do you want to call it?
So the proper adoption is the Free Conference Committee amendment.
Amendments
to committee substitute with the following language, I believe, would be the correct.
CSHB 782 FCC.
Yes. Amendment.
You can't have amendments on a free conference. It has to be part of the, you know, the
Mr. word. President, I move that the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 782.
Are you ready for the question?
Aye.
The question is, shall the Senate adopt the Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 782? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 2 nays.
And so the Free Conference Committee substitute on House Bill 782 has been adopted. Do you wish to come in? We'll be having.
Okay, what is this?
No. No, they wanted, they said, could we have a vote on that? I'm willing to give them a vote on that. But I'm not willing to give them. All right, let's just.
I don't have anything, though.
They are. Let's put it on.
Oh, okay.
Let's pull that.